This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this time last week, I was somewhere in the middle of road construction just outside of Chattanooga, cussing the fact that I existed when I should have been here doing this segment. Instead, it would have been so much more fun. So, heralding the return of the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock, here we have it, and you have your guest, and I'll let you introduce her. Since I know her name. I know your name. But that's as far as it goes, and, you know, there's so much more to it. So please, Tatiana, if you would.
Fantastic. I'm glad you made it back okay, Bill.
Oh, yeah, me too.
There's never a dull moment. Always the adventures. Only, unfortunately, when you don't want them is when the car just... So it's turning into summer here in Maine, and guess what happens? My minivan's air conditioning decides to not be agreeable.
That, you know, listen, and now I know this is something that you probably wouldn't be upset about, but I mean, I know, you know, Steve's desires, and, you know, that between Camden, Tennessee and Knoxville, there's not a single Starbucks.
That's just not fair.
It isn't.
Problem.
All right. I'm shutting up. Please go. Take off.
Okay. Well, this evening, it is my pleasure to introduce everyone to a woman in the industry who I have immense amount of respect for. Her name is Heather Eckert. She's the owner of E4 Defense LLC. I met Heather through A Girl and a Gun. We met briefly a couple of times through the national conference. And then this past year, I had the pleasure of really working with her on the range, sharing the range, teaching together, and working with 400 women over the course of a 7-day program. Three of those days where she and I led a group of 110 ladies through the more advanced instructional programs, train the trainers. And it's always very refreshing to share the range with someone where your sensibilities match, your motivations match. A lot of our experience in the training communities were on the same sheet of music, and that doesn't get to happen very often. So to say that I was like, if I could have hugged her, I would have, but it would have been weird, so I didn't do it. But anyway, so Heather Eckert is the owner of E4 Defense, as I said, which provides firearms training, DT, and mental preparedness training for law enforcement departments, private security companies, and to civilians. Heather's resume is pretty extensive. I'll touch on some of the high points here. She holds multiple certifications, including Master Firearms Instructor in Shotgun, Patrol Rifle, and Handgun. She's a reality-based training, RTB, force-on-force instructor, and specialty training certifications in a number of different disciplines. She's an active member of the ILEETA, the IALEFI, and the IAWP, and is a Texas DPS PSB Level 3 instructor. That's acronym soup to me, and I'm sure she'll explain to you more what all of those mean. She's also one of our lead instructors for A Girl and a Gun. And she's also the facilitator of the Fisco, Texas, A Girl and a Gun chapter. Thank you so much for joining us.
It is definitely an honor to be here. I've been looking forward to all week. And mutual, Tatiana, it was a wonderful opportunity to work with you. And like you said, being on the same page is very rare in this industry, and it was an honor.
Well, get used to it. We're going to be doing a lot more fun things going forward. But part of the reason why I really wanted to have you on the show is, I said, you're one of my favorite people to watch, because what you do is so, I think it is so relevant and so salient to the women who are coming into the community as firearms trainers, not just to the women, but to entire families. And these are individuals who are looking for the fundamentals, but they want to jump from that, okay, here's the object, to, hey, here's how it applies to my life right now. And I need to be able to bridge that gap. And you have a program called Closing the Reactionary Gap, which I think is just a fantastic title. And in the work that you are doing, it really speaks to that. It's very context-based and driven, which is something I'm very passionate about. And I'm finding that the sensibilities in the country are starting to lead in that direction. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you arrived at the place where you're doing this work now.
So I was a criminal justice major in college, which led to a natural progression in firearms training. And the second I fired my first handgun shot, a huge smile spread across my face, and I knew that I found my passion. So fast forward many years later, I still have a smile on my face when I'm shooting and instructing. And I've been instructing since 2010 and have enjoyed every second of my journey. And I learned very early on in my career that a good instructor, both good and bad, make a huge difference. So I decided I wanted to become the best instructor I could. And I've really dedicated my life to continuing education and training. And I've also had wonderful mentors that helped me along the way.
So who would be some of those people? Who are your go-to favorites? Who do you call when you're grappling with a question or a problem, student?
Well, that's really funny. I do have a local, Lonnie Brazell. He's a good friend of mine, and he's definitely provided me a lot of advice along the way. And Todd Fletcher is somebody I met through firearms training, and he has been a wonderful mentor. And just recently, Rick Pace from Indiana has led me along my journey as well. And I've always been very thankful to them for their support, especially being a woman in the industry. It's kind of rare to find somebody who's like, you know what, I'm going to help you along. So it's been great.
And how did you become affiliated with the Girl and Gun? How did you find them?
Well, I actually went through the conference 3 years ago as a last-minute ad. I think they had somebody cancel, and I went and I immediately fell in love with Girl and Gun. I had belonged to another organization, and just the welcoming atmosphere with Juliana and Robin, I knew that I needed to be there mainly for that, for the friendship for the women. But then after I attended the conference and got to know some of the other instructors, I was like, you know what? This is the real deal. Girl in a Gun really wants to provide quality training to these women. And then I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to join. And they needed a facilitator for Frisco. And I was like, well, you know what? This is a way for me to give back. So I decided it was a good opportunity for me.
And it's just been one of those programs that, of course, I'm very passionate about and the work that it's being, that it's bringing to women across the country. And again, this opportunity for a Girl and a Gun National Conference, if you're not familiar with it and you're listening in, go to agirlandagun.org and learn more. There's a chapter in almost every state, if not multiple chapters. It's an incredible resource for women and for men to get information about firearms training that is not retail-based. It is about the person. It's about their experience and their journey, whatever that may be, and whatever the motivations may be it self-protection or for competition stuff. Now, because everybody wants to know, so we got to have a little gear talk before we go to break. What are you carrying concealed? What is your go-to carry gun tag?
Okay, so my go-to carry gun is a VP9SK, and I could not live without my double-click holster in the waistband. I carry appendix carry, and I just absolutely love it.
So why that gun?
I'm sorry?
Why that gun? What makes it so awesome?
You know, what I really like about that gun is the trigger is awesome. Did not do any work to it. Of course, it has the night sights on it. And I really like a bigger grip. And some of the other concealed handguns, I felt like I just couldn't get the right grip that I wanted with them. And I shot that gun, fell in love with it.
That, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. You find that Goldilocks moment where you're like, oh, this one's my baby. I'm keeping it.
There were a lot of VP9s in Camden in the dust that ran without batting eyelash. They just ran hard and heavy, and I was surprised, to be honest.
Yes, so. It's honestly a great gun, for sure.
Well, I'm a believer. I've seen a lot of them come through the classes and the programs, and they've survived very, very well. We've had some other, as you've seen while we were in Texas, Heather, some guns did not fare so well. It was an interesting. We had a belt, without naming the brand, we had one firearm who this woman was meticulous about keeping it clean. I mean, it was spotless. And it was, but in the Texas heat, that all steel gun seized up and we had to drop it in a bucket of lube.
Wow.
To get that thing unlocked. I was impressed. I mean, it was hot and dry, but it was hot and dry, and it was just the perfect storm of, that was an interesting, there is no clearing this malfunction.
Okay. We're in the middle of the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. Her guest is Heather Eckert. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Heather Eckert, and we would go through Heather's resume, but, you know, we wouldn't get done till Monday. So, ladies, if you will, please talk about what you will talk about.
Certainly. So now, one of the things that I see quite frequently as a female firearms instructor, someone who is a civilian, who's not law enforcement, who's not military, but has done some fairly extensive training with both of those communities and some different individuals from different agencies, that as a female instructor, it's an interesting point of entry when you're walking into a new community if you're not one of them to offer instruction to that community. So let's say law enforcement, for example. I have a lot of law enforcement coming to take classes for me and then small groups looking for private instruction. And that tends to be a welcomed experience. And then there are polar opposite effect, which is, well, you're not from that community, therefore what you have to offer isn't relevant. So as a female trainer, something that Heather does is offers instruction across the spectrum of individuals that are, again, looking for specific focused instruction to give them those fundamental skill sets. Heather, have you experienced anything being somebody that can span that reach as a female instructor?
Well, I think one thing that the different communities are recognizing right away is that female shooters especially are not one size fits all. And a lot of the instructors are just not knowing what to do with the women. So kind of like in life, right? So definitely that's been, yeah, it's true. Definitely that's been a welcome. And I just think, you know, being a female in the industry, we have to go in and sometimes we have to work a little harder and prove ourselves. But once you kind of get your niche in there, at least I found that people are pretty welcoming to me, and it's been actually a great experience.
And you work, obviously, you don't work just with women. What are you seeing as a ratio of male to female students?
Well, you know, actually, it's about, I think it's about 50-50. I do work with a lot of men, and I find that there's a different respect level. They're like, okay, I had to come to a girl and learn how to shoot. And a lot of times, by the time that they've gotten to me, they're pretty open and there's no ego, and it's actually been a great experience. Now, I do have a couple that are like, okay, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, let's shoot. And if you can shoot better than me, then I'll be quiet. And we both know how that goes. So it's been great.
Those are really interesting moments, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and I agree. If once you can, you know, you show up, you demonstrate that you're able to do anything that you would ask them to do and that you can perform it at a level of proficiency that you can allow them to achieve by the time they're done working with you, that is how you gain respect in any community, really. And I'm seeing that, too. I'm starting to see it's probably 60-40, especially in the communities that I'm traveling in, women to men. But I'm starting to see the gentlemen showing up more eagerly, especially the women's only classes. I'll get the hate mail going, you know, I know it's a ladies only class, but can I come? Are you sure I can't come? So, you know, the desire and the interest is there. And I really think that
I do not think a background in military and law enforcement is necessary to be taken seriously as an instructor, simply because in the military, even if you're a combat troop, unless you're in combat, most of the time you're not really out there on the range that much. You might go qualify two or three. Well, you'll do the gunnery and everything once or twice a year, and that's about it. It's not a very intensive experience to mess with weaponry when you're in the military. We also get to paint rocks from time to time. So, I think probably the ex-military student, the only really good thing about an ex-military student is you should know that they're not afraid of the weapon, which
right.
I don't know how far that takes you, but I'm not one that if somebody comes up to me and says, well, you know, they've never been in anything before, I'm not going to be like, well, so? I'm not going to their class then because for everybody that's in the military, for every combatant, there's 7 support people. So there's not nearly as many Green Berets out there as somebody would have you say. But that's just my 2 cents. I'm sorry to have interjected.
No. And that's where I'm glad you did, because I agree with you. And I would agree that the trend of the average person looking to find instruction, not just in basics, but in combatives, is starting to broaden. They're starting to be willing to go to civilians, because a resume that includes law enforcement or military, there's implied trust that that person is legitimate to someone who doesn't understand what they're reading or what they're looking at. And those credentials can be valid, or they can be maybe less than what you would really want. And it may or may not make them an exceptionally good communicator of those skill sets. So I'm seeing people looking for a level of instruction, not necessarily, you know, specific credentials in that resume that people are valuing in a way that may not have. I mean, when I got into this 5-6 years ago, when I started really getting into training, you didn't really see any civilian instructors doing the combatives. It was all military and law enforcement guys. And now I think we're starting to see a little more balance in who's out there.
Right.
And Heather is an exceptional example of that.
Just like with Heather, I mean, carrying the H&K VP9 compact. Is that the right model, Heather?
VP9 SK, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, just the whole idea that somebody would have a gun that not everybody carries would never be followed in the military. You and Tatiana both, if you find a new technique, you can actually introduce that to your students and actually hash through it, where in the military, a new technique might take 2 or 3 years to actually make it into the training doctrine.
Yes.
If they accept it. So.
Yes.
I find the civilian brand of teaching to be much more flexible. And now I'm really going to show it. Well, you got 90 seconds, Tatiana.
I have 90 seconds? Oh, man. All right. Well, that's good, because I was going to put a pitch in for Heather's company. And we're going to, in the next segment, really dive into what scope of programs that are offered with Heather and how
and
you can train with her. Oh, no, you don't have to be quiet. But folks, if you're listening, go ahead. Right? Go to e4competition.com. That's e4competition.com. And if you're looking for Heather on Facebook, it's heatherfrank.eckert, E-C-K-E-R-T.
I like it. I like it a lot. You know, there's another thing, though. My uncle taught me a long time ago that women shoot better than guys anyway. So, although I don't know there's any way to teach me to shoot on the same par, because women have better breathing and they have a better sense of touch. And for me, and I think for every guy out there, when we get on the range, the caveman in us starts coming up there, Bill, shoot. Bill, shoot lots. So, you know, lots of things go right out the window when that ego gets in the way. Anyway, we are talking to Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Heather Eckert. And this time, when we get back, the host is going to shut up and let them get on with it. I just had to throw that out there. But anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
Today, the neighbor of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who attacked him outside his home last year, was sentenced to 30 days in federal prison. The attack was over yard debris that Paul repeatedly stacked near the line between their two properties. Also today, a federal judge ordered Paul Manafort to await trial in jail after prosecutors charged him with witness tampering. The president was also asked about Manafort.
You know, Paul Manafort worked for me for a very short period of time. He worked for Ronald Reagan. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked for John McCain, or his firm did. He worked for me, what, for 49 days or something?
Tom Brady sat down for an interview with Oprah Winfrey, and it's a conversation that involves some topics that you don't usually get to hear Brady talk about.
I love having the, you know, to come home to someone that engages me every night, you know. She makes me laugh. Oh, my God.
You can catch that entire interview on Sunday on Oprah's network at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest Heather Eckert. And I have been interjecting way too much. And now I'm about to take my customary place and fall back into the shadows. I will be watching.
Okay. Well, all right. I want to dive into the work that you're doing, Heather. And some of the classes that you offer are really intriguing. They're intriguing to me because they address specific needs that I see and I'm asked about regularly from students across all disciplines and walks of life. And largely these are questions that come from, hey, I've been a beginner shooter and it's great. And now something in my world has made it known to me that I need to take this seriously. They feel threatened. They have to have a restraining order. There's something that has taken this up a notch in terms of seriousness and relevancy to their day-to-day life, and how is this tool going to be useful for them? They're not ready to go through full military training. They may not have the budget to go all in a 11-day intensive training program, and they may not have the physical ability to do it too. So how do they bridge that gap? And there is a lot of pieces that go into this. As everybody who's trained in and with different communities knows, there's so much. I mean, this is many people's whole careers and lifetimes is spent getting very, very good maneuvering in complex and scary spaces with a firearm where you're responsible for yourself, for everyone around you, for your teammates. And if you're a family person, it's your family. Those are your teammates at that point. So you created a program called Closing the Reactionary Gap, and it's a two-day course. Now, I know that you've offered this or a sampling of this at conference. I've only ever gotten incredible feedback from the people who've taken it. So I'm going to turn this over to you. Explain this program, how it was developed, and what it would mean to someone who'd take it.
Okay. So Closing the Reactionary Gap was actually developed for law enforcement, and the idea behind that was action is faster than reaction, and being observant is the first step. And in the acts of King Arthur, King Arthur and his noble knights, John Steinbeck wrote, "This is the law. The purpose is fighting to win. There's no possible victory in defense. The sword is more important than the shield, and skill more important than either. But the final weapon is the brain. All else is supplemental." So basically, if your brain does not process the indicators it's given, you will lose the opportunity to act and be constrained with reactions. So whether you're using hands-on self-defense or your firearm, if your brain isn't tuned in to what's going on around you, it might be too late anyway. So after training with many departments across the United States and constantly seeing, you know, the officers go through and hearing, well, you know what, I didn't see that happen. And I was like, what's going on here? And I finally noticed that the officers are not being trained on pre-attack indicators on body language and the things that they need to see in order to be reactive instead of, you know, having to wait and see what's going to happen. So we can't train our body's natural responses that happen under stress. So for some examples of those are, you're going to lose your fine motor skills. You're going to lose your ability to make any type of cognitive thought. You've got tunnel vision, time distortion, and auditory exclusion all going on at the same time. So we can't take those things away, but what we can do is train our bodies to react faster, to get through those. But the best thing that would happen is that they see the pre-attack indicators and not even have to go into that flight, fight, or freeze mode. And that's where closing the reactionary gap comes in. It's an in-depth course providing real-life understanding of, first of all, what happens to the body, your external and internal response, of course, what happens in fight, flight, or freeze mode, your responses, how to recover, how to use naturally occurring tactics. You can't do something under stress that your body's not going to do naturally. So you could go and take this super cool tactical ninja course, but if you can't do it under stress, then, you know, almost not a waste of time, but you'd be better off taking other types of training. And then, of course, situational awareness, trusting your intuition, reading body language, and definitely, once again, recognizing those pre-attack indicators. So my class goes extensively into those, what the pre-attack indicators are, how to read body language, how to recover from stress. And through the two-day course, the students actually get to learn about all those, and then we actually run them through force-on-force scenarios. And what that does is it teaches them actually how their body's going to react under stress. A lot of times people are like, okay, well, I'm going to go in and do this, this, and this. And even with law enforcement, you know, they go through and they're not doing fundamental, like, mag changes or doing what they're supposed to be doing because their bodies are like, oh, what's going on? So what that does is after they go through the scenarios and we go through and we debrief them and we're like, okay, this is what you actually did. And then we ask them what they saw, what they heard, and what they felt. And then we can give them a good training regimen to go through. Okay, well, these are the things that you need to work on, which they wouldn't have known going to the regular gun range because, you know, you can stand at a static target, shoot, and do fine. But once your body goes under stress, you're going to react a lot differently. So the scenarios aren't actually training. They're actually testing as to what people need to work on.
And you're doing this in 2 days, which I think is fascinating. Now, one of the things I have a huge beef with is force-on-force training that's introduced way too early, prematurely, yes, into somebody's, yes, development. And it creates all of these really bad habits. They're really not learning skill sets. And there's an attitude issue. It feels and looks a little too jovial and like paintball. And so it's, yes, not being taken seriously in the way that it should be. And then if you're diving someone right into it, throwing them right in, right from a basic pistol class, right into a force-on-force, they don't have the requisite skill sets. They don't have the thought patterns, the patterns of behavior, the strategies to negotiate those spaces. And so all that they're getting is a negative pain reinforcement, which doesn't teach them that they know anything. It just teaches them that they don't, but they've, quote unquote, had the training. And I see that creating so many problems. So what I love about what you've created is it builds in the emotional control, the thought patterns, and those two things, if you don't have them together, stitched together very closely, you're going to have the person that charges into the room and completely vapor locks and stands there while the world melts
down. Which is what usually people do, and that's normal.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, we have people come in, and they're like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I didn't do that. Like, one of the tasks is we, like, have them come into a room, and the room is dark. And so normally when you go into a dark room, what's the first thing that you do? You flip on the light switch. And none of these people actually flipped on the light switch. So just simple tasks like that where people come through and they're like, wow, you know, I didn't realize that my body is going to do this. And so, yeah, like you just brought up, a lot of people, they're not ready for force-on-force training, but this type of training gets them in, gets their feet wet, and they're like, okay, well, I didn't know what I didn't know, and now I know, and now I understand why I need so much more training.
It's a huge eye-opener in a very responsible way. And so let's give folks an example. We've got 2 minutes before we go to the break. Give them an example of one of those pre-attack indicators. What could somebody look for? What would be one of those red flags?
Definitely, anytime somebody goes from a relaxed posture to a defensive posture, sometimes people will start pointing. Kind of a funny one to watch for is disrobing. Women will take off their jewelry. They'll take off their bracelets. They'll put their purse down. Men often will take off their watch. They'll start pushing up their sleeves. They'll take off their hat. Another thing that you need to watch for, too, is rapid breathing. People will start to breathe rapidly. And also, too, people do, they have anti-gravity movements. If you think about when a baseball manager goes up to the coach or vice versa, to the umpire, a lot of times you'll see their arms kind of flailing. They kind of look like roosters or chickens. That's something to watch out for, too. And, yeah, men do that. It's kind of funny to watch once you look out for it. But, yeah, there's actually a lot of pre-attack indicators. We as humans, there's usually at least one or two to look out for because you kind of go back to those caveman days, and that's what they did, and we haven't evolved out of that. So if you know what to look out for, you can be like, okay, this is about to get bad, and I just think I'm going to go home, which we really want the civilians to recognize what's going on and be like, okay, you know what? Now it's time for me to leave because they don't need to stay in that situation if they don't have to. They need to go home and be safe with their families.
I heard stuff just like that this past weekend.
All valid.
You ladies, hang on a second if you would. We're going to take care of a couple of things real quick. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. Her guest is Heather Eckhart. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And I said, it's not Heather Eckhart, it's Heather Eckert. And now I stand back. Tatiana, we are going right now, kaboom, I stand out of the way.
Okay. Back in your corner, Bill. Okay. You crack me up. It's your show.
Well, I know, but, you know, if you're going to have a guest host, you got to let the guest host, right? So,
you know, I've got a good teacher. Wow. Well, the final segment, we really want to, I want to get people to know you a little bit more, Heather. So tell me, I know what my personal training regimen is. I know what my personal training goals are for this year. When you go to practice for you, what do you do?
So one thing about myself is that the training is kind of a lifestyle for me. And one of the biggest things that I can do to make sure that I can do what I want to do is to take care of myself. And like I mentioned before, for me, self-defense is a three-part process. So I need to, you know, be like, how am I feeling today? Making sure that, of course, my mind stays healthy. And then two, making sure that I'm staying physically active and getting some of those defensive tactics in, because there's going to be situations that may occur, even if I'm training other people, to where it's not going to be appropriate to pull my gun. It's not going to be appropriate to use deadly force, but I'm really going to need them to stop doing what they're doing to me. So that's important to me. And then, of course, the firearms training. And I train how I'm going to need to do for real life. People often ask me, well, what kind of equipment do you use? Well, I use the equipment that I'm going to have with me always. So, you know, for work, I've got, you know, my holster and my gun and my duty belt. And then when I'm on the streets, I've got my regular concealed stuff. So I make sure that I am training, doing both of those. And anytime I get the opportunity to go train, I do. And one thing that I try and do at least twice a year is to go to a training session that is completely out of my comfort zone. I went to a controlled tactics course with Hill Country Combatives in Indiana, and that course, it was very, very hard, and I literally I got beat up a little bit because it was, you know, ground fighting, but that was one of the best courses that I took, and now I can go back to my students, and be like, especially the females, and be like, you really need to have some self-defense tactics, because a lot of times girls are like, okay, well, I'm just going to pull my gun. Well, that may not be an option for you.
Yeah, they mean it for many reasons. They don't have it. They can't have it in their place of work or business, or they're the way that they're positioned or pinned, they can't access it. So, you know, we'd love to be able to use that tool to maintain distance, but the reality for most women that are attacked is it's going to get very up close and very personal and very, very uncomfortable. You know, we'd like to keep it as antiseptic and unscary as possible, But the reality is the fight is a fight. You're probably going to get hurt in a fight. So, you know, coming to terms with that and having strategies is super, super important. So what are your personal training goals? What's next on the list for you? What next? I mean, is it getting more into Brazilian jiu-jitsu or ground fighting? What are you looking to level up for yourself?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because that's exactly what my goal is. I would really like to get more ground fighting, some more self-defense tactics in. Of course, firearms is good, but you can't just keep practicing what you're good at. You've got to learn different skills. So, yes, that's actually on my to-do list this summer.
I love that. And I grew up in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and I have a great fondness for it. It's something that I need to get back into as well. And it is addicting, just like firearms. Martial arts is one of my great loves. Now, you have a lot of things on the horizon. None of us in this industry sit still for very long, and your travel schedule looks very familiar to me because it looks as crazy as trying to set up these times like, oh, you're on the road? Oh, me too. So what are some of the exciting things you have coming up for the remainder of this year?
So we definitely have some different firearms training that we're going to be doing around the country. And also we have 4 close and reactionary gap classes. If any of your listeners are interested in having us come out, literally all we need is a classroom and a building. And we can definitely come out and do that. And I find that the students really leave. A lot of times they come in not knowing what to expect, and they leave and they feel refreshed and a little bit more confident. And then they can further on their training. Another event that I'm really excited to be instructing is Girl and Gun is hosting Back to Blue event. And we're going to be having officers come in across the country and receive training. A lot of times the departments can't afford to do the training, so I think this is a great opportunity for them. And they will be learning body language. They will be learning feedback indicators. Of course, they're going to be having a lot of firearms training, and they're going to be actually taking that control tactics class, part of it with Cliff from Hill Country Combatives, and he's going to come out and teach them too. So it's going to be a great opportunity for those girls.
Now, this is the second year or the third year that this program has run?
This is the second year that we are doing it. The first year, the officers had a great time. They learned a lot, and we decided that we changed a little bit this year, so we're going to invite the girls to come back from last year. And it gives them some different things they're not going to get at their department.
And I heard a couple of stories. It's not very often that you can go through the academy and learn from female instructors. And there's things that are specific and unique for female officers that the guys just don't have to deal with. I mean, the easiest thing to talk about is body type. We've got stuff the guys don't, and yet we're still trying to pack on all of the same gear. And I think one of the stories I heard last from that time was that there were a couple of female officers. You fundamentally changed how they were set up, their gear set up. You fundamentally changed it, and it was like their world was forever a better place just because the weight distribution and the ergonomics and things just came together. So to be able to have someone who can speak the language and provide that kind of just refresh is huge and hugely appreciated. I am honored to be a part of A Girl and a Gun, and I am thrilled that they are doing this work and that you're championing it for our female law enforcement officers. I think it's amazing. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's definitely a privilege for sure.
So what other things do you have going on? I mean, we've got conference that we're already planning for next year because we just can't sit still. But what else is happening for you as far as just life and excitement going forward?
So I definitely am going to continue my training, and I would like to definitely start putting together more women's classes, more holster classes. I feel like a lot of times women just go in and they're like, okay, I'm going to learn the fundamentals, and they don't go farther than that. So I would like to actually put my girls on a schedule. It's like, okay, this month we're going to be working on this. This month we're going to be working on that, and kind of having them progress. And I plan on doing a little blog about it and sharing it with the chapters when we're done.
And look for that blog on Heather's website as well, e4competition.com. You know, that site's going to be undergoing some incredible changes, and there'll be a lot of material available through there, as well as through A Girl and a Gun. Heather is a contributing writer for the A Girl and a Gun blog, and if you're not familiar with that incredible and very well-kept secret in the firearms knowledge-based community, go to agirlandagun.org. The blog there is extremely extensive, and there's incredible material available. So the next time we hang out, we need to shoot because we just got to teach the last time we were together on the range. We just need to go play.
Absolutely. Yes, I would so enjoy that.
Now, one of the things you mentioned is, you know, pistol, rifle, shotgun. Are you seeing more women lean to shotguns for home defense? Because up here in Maine, it's suddenly the biggest, hottest thing. It's like no one ever considered it before. Suddenly, everybody wants a shotgun there.
Well, actually, I recommend shotgun for home defense. Usually, under the confines of stress, somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience isn't going to be able to pick up their handgun and be able to shoot proficiently. Shotgun, you aim, shoot, fire. And then, depending on what load you have, a lot of times that's a safer option to have in your home. You don't have to worry about the round going through and then hitting.
That didn't sound good.
Oh, no. Did we lose her?
We lost her. We've
okay,
got about
let's get a minute the information
left.
On.
Go ahead.
I'm still here. Y'all
find
hear?
Her.
Okay,
oh, good.
Yes.
So, yeah, Heather, we've got a minute left. Tell people how they, because you're just a wealth of knowledge. How can people find you online? How can they reach out, find out how to host a program or work with you?
Well, they can definitely go on to my website, E4 Defense. I'm also available on Facebook, or they can reach me via email at e4comp@yahoo.com.
Perfect. And I encourage you all to go and do the Google searches and find out more about Heather. You will be seeing quite a bit more of her in the training community and reaching out with information across a number of different publisher networks and her own website as well. So please don't be shy and follow these incredible ladies that we're so honored to have on the show. And thank you again, Bill, for allowing us to be a part of your regularly scheduled programming.
That's right. The Weaponized Woman will return Friday. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. Hour number 3 is inbound. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.